So we're on Ayin Dal Amud Aleph Mishnah. So Meres Yavam. Okay, a woman, husband died, and she didn't have children. She falls to the brother, the Yavam. So she's called the Meres Yavam. He hasn't yet actually lived with her. Bein li Yavam Echad, bein li Shnei Yavam. It doesn't make a difference if she falls before one brother or two brothers. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yofir. Rabbi Lezer says that the Yavamim, even before the Yibum, can be made for her Nidarim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Le'echad Avol L'Shnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says that's only if she falls before one. But if she falls before two, we don't know. Ain Breira. We don't know who's going to actually in the end be the Yavam. So neither of them can be made for her Nidarim. But if she falls in front of one Yavam, he could be made for her Nidarim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Le'echad Avol L'Shnayim. Doesn't make a difference if it's one or two. Nobody can be made for Nidarim. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Ma'im Isha Shekhanu Huli Atzmo, Harihu Mefer Nidoreha, right? A woman that he is Kona. He could be made for her Nidorim. Isha Shehiknu Lama Shemaim, you know, didn't she offer Nidoreha? A woman that they give him in Hashemaim, right? Yavama. Surely, he could be made for her Nidorim. Amr Lo Rabbi Akiva Lo. No, there's no raya from there. Im Amras be Isha Shekhanu Huli Atzmo, Shein Lacherim Borishos. Right, a woman that he marries, so nobody else has rishus over her. Tomer b'sheiknu amashamayim sheish lacherim b'rishus. But a woman that fell to yibum min hashamayim, there are other people have rishus. So we say what that means. Omer lo b'shua akiva t'varecha b'shnei yivamim. Somebody else has rishus means that there's two yivamim. So either one could make yibum. So she has shaychus to both of them. Mashenke in a regular arusa has no shaykhus to anybody else. Matam meshiv al yavam echad. What about one yavam? Amar lo ein ha yavam a gemura li yavam k'shem sharusa gemura li isha. No, a woman who's a yavama who did not yet have yibum, right? Even though there's zika, well, see that's a shayla over here, right? There is a relationship that's created just by the death, but it's not strong enough to make her like an arusa. And therefore, there's no hafaras nedarim. So, three shittas. We have what's it called the Tanakama, who says what's it called. We have Rabbi Lezer, who says that doesn't make a difference. One yavam or two yavamim, both of them could be made for her nedarim. Rabbi Yeshua says only if she falls in front of one yavam, but not two. And Rabbi Kiva says makes no difference. No yavam can ever be made for nedarim until he actually consummates the yibum. Rashi. Bein li yavim echad, bein shizkuka li yavim echad, bein li shnei yavim. Omer Rabbi Lezer yofir. Umok minim lebi gemara, b'shosu b'maimer echad mehem. It's talking about one of them made maimer. And the one that made maimer, he can be made for the Nidorim. Uma isha shekhanu huli atzmo, kagon hanose isha b'yalma. Some person marries a woman, he creates the relationship. Shehiknu lo min ha-shamayim, yavama shechiva lo min ha-torah. A yavama, the Torah creates the relationship. She'ein la'achir reshus bo ha'mekadish isha min ha'shuk la'achir shekidsha lo tafsi ba kedushe mi'odam achir la'achi matzi mefer. Once he marries her, no one else has any reshus over her, so mele she's in his reshus completely and he can be made for her nedarim. She'eish la'achir reshus bo shim osu ba'maymer yovam zeh u'bo achiv achir kach v'osu ba'maymer. If he made maimer and then his brother went and made maimer again, so Maimer Tafis Ba, the second Maimer also has Shaychus. If somebody marries a woman and somebody else comes along and marries her, it's meaningless. Can't marry a married woman. But Maimer doesn't finish her off completely, and therefore somebody, the other brother's Maimer also has an effect. So you see that she's not only in his Rishus. Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer. As we hold that the Maimer is effective even after Maimer was already done. Dvarecha b'shnei yavamim, b'shnei yavamim, matzis l'meimer ki ay gavni. You can only say that by two yavamim. But by one yavam, she's in his reshus completely. Ma'ato meishiv al yavam echad, b'holo matzis l'meimer sheish l'acherim reshus ba, ho v'leka yavam acher. Yat lo mashvis chiluk ben yavam echad b'shnei yavam. You don't hold Rabbi Akiva of a difference, and neither one can be mefer. Omer lei, ein ha yavama gemura le'isha, She's not a complete wife, because if somebody else lived with her, ain nisko, there's no chiyuv misa. She ain't bo lo din arusa, v'lo din eishes ish. V'ain chayoven elalav, z'lo siya eishes hameis achutza. So therefore, it's not the same kind of relationship. She's not mamish in his reshus, because if somebody else lives with her, it's only over a lav. Ma she'ain kein, somebody lives in arusa, or with a nesua, is chayiv skila. Shem sharusa bi'alma gemura le'isha sh'niskol mal yoda. Ma she'ain kein, a regular arusa, or a nesua, right, is miyucha to her husband. If anybody lives with her, she's chayiv skila. Okay, now they're going to go back over this Mishnah. Mar says, Bishlama Rabbi Akiva sover ein zika. Rabbi Akiva holds that when the brother dies, and now she falls for Yibum, the relationship doesn't start then. It only starts when they actually make Yibum. Ein zika. The zika that exists is not significant. There is zika, but it's not zika that creates halachas. So ein zika. He holds it therefore just falling to the Yavam doesn't create a relationship where he can be made for her nedarim. The Rabbi Yeshua Savar Yezika, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that Yezika, right? And therefore, as soon as the brother dies, the relationship exists, and therefore he can be made for her nedarim. Ela Rabbi Lazar, my time. What does Rabbi Lazar hold? Right? He holds a dafka. What's it called? Both Yavam Echad and Shnei Yavamim. So, Manavshach. Iye Zika ain't Breira. If he holds Zika, but still ain't Breira, how do you know which one of them is going to end up being the Yavam? So, how could both of them be made for her Nadorim, or either one, because we don't know who's the one? Right, so, what does he hold? Ravami Kigon Shosuba Mimer. It's talking where one of them made Mimer. And the one that made Mimer now could be made for her Nadorim, even though he didn't actually make Yibum. Rabbi Lezer Sover Lakabe Shammai, Rabbi Lezer Hosek Rabbi Shammai, Da Amri Mimer Kona Kinyan Gomer. That Mimer is mamish like, an Arusa. So therefore the one that made Mimer can, be made for the Nadorim, and the other one obviously not. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lacha, Honi Mili Bechad Yavam, Av Mishnei Lo Yavamim Lo. Right, that and Rabbi Yeshua says no, that what's it called, that only by one yavam, therefore there's zika. So it's clear that the relationship starts with him, and he could be made for an adorim. But by two yavamim, no. Why? Mi ikamidi dechi osi achui osra lebevia obegita umefer. How could it be that if what's it called, the after mimer, we hold yesh get acher mimer, yesh what's it called, yesh be acher mimer, right, yesh mimer acher mimer, meaning that the mimer is not complete, not like by Shammai. The mimer is what's it called, just a dinder abonon to be miyachid her to him and to passel the other brothers, but it doesn't make her his wife. And therefore, if somebody else makes mimer, another brother, or gives her a get, it has an effect. So therefore, what's it called? How's it shayach that he made mimer, but she's not really his wife yet, because there's still something left for other people to do over here if they want to. So therefore, it can't be made for their daughter, huh?
What is the nusach?
All right, mikdash or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Not yivama. There's no yivama. It's lashon kedusha mistama. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva sover ain zika, and Rabbi Akiva holds bechlau zika is not significant, and therefore she has no shaychus to him until the actual yibum. Okay, let's see Rashi. Sover ain zika vafilu liyovam echad ain eskuka to tahavi ki ishto achit tikonis lechupa, until he'll actually, tikonis lechupa over here means that he'll actually make the yibum. Rabbi Yeshua sover yezika ulahachi leechad yother. Therefore, since there's zika, right, when it's clear who that zika is to, he could be made for an adorim. Aval shnai may no made for dein breira leizer mehem skuka, because we don't know which one the end's going to be doing the yibum. That's the one she was zakuk to. We don't know who that is. Leizer mehem tishyabim. I forgot darmina mitzvah begodol yabim. Even though we could figure it out, because the older brother is the one that makes yibum. Right, that's only lechatchila, but the idea that any of the brothers could make yibum, and if they they, what's it called, rush in to do it, that their Yibum is good. So we still don't know which one is going to be the one who's going to make Yibum, and therefore which one is their Zika. La'olam kesov Rabbi Elazar yei Zika. V'haynu taimed afil l'shnayim yofer b'shosav ha'echad maimer. Rabbi Elazar is talking in a case where one of them made maimer. And that's the one now who is going to, the other brothers now are apostle. They can't make Yibum anymore. Only he can make Yibum. So now it's not a question of Ein Breira. We know for sure who is going to be the Yavam, and therefore the Zika to that brother. The Hashdi Yesh Breira. Ba'aliba de Beishame Damrina de Maimer Kona Kinyan Gomer. And it goes according to Beishame, who says that Maimer is Kona Kinyan Gomer. The He Ki Ishto Lechol Dover. She's considered his wife for everything. Yarshins her and all the other things that happened to an Arusa. Hilkach Mefer, therefore, he's like anybody, he can be Mefer. We'll see what it means together with the father. Honey Mila Biyavam Echad, the Yezika, Al Mishnei Yavam Milo, Koni Maimer. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, Maimer is not Kona, Kinyan Gomer. The La'achr the Osama Maimer, Ilu Osi Achva, Motsila Osra, Lavavir, or Begita, the Yezbia, the Ged, Achr Maimer. Right, even though he made Maimer, another brother can come, give her a get, or make Bia, whatever, and ask her to the first one. So you see that Maimer is not like a marriage where nobody else can affect anything after that, that it still leaves over some kind of kinyan that somebody else could make. So therefore, she's not really his wife. Mika Milsam, Mishum Hai Taima, De Ilu Isle Acha, Lahai Yovan, if he would have a brother. Even he doesn't have to have a brother, but if he would have a brother. Mosi mapikla minei basar hachi shemakacha all yedei get ubiya the kori lahanish kedushay maimer the lesbu mishashe kulehat. You see that somebody else could do something that could answer her to the first guy, even though he made maimer. Rabbi Lozer and Pedas the Omer. Okay, we're going to get it. Rabbi Akiva sover ein zika. Ule Rabbi Leizer the Omer maimer. The Beishamai ain kone elalitchos bitzora maikla maimer, right? So we're saying it goes like Beishamai that maimer is a kinyan gomer, and that's why what's it called? One brother made maimer, and even though they're two brothers, the one who made maimer could be mefer, right? That's explaining Rebbe Lezer. So that's explaining right Rebbe Lezer. So the Gemara says, but what about according to Rebbe Lezer ben Pedas, who holds that even in Beishamai, Maimer is not a Kinyan Gomer. It's only a Kinyan that now it's Docha, the other, what's it called, the other, Yavamos. In other words, a man died, he left over two wives. And, somebody made Maimer in one of them. So now, the other one is not eligible anymore for Yibum. That's what Beis Shammai holds, that Maimer helps. But it doesn't help for anything else. So according to that, there is no Mandiomer who holds it, that Maimer is a Kinyan Gomer. Mamish. So Michael and Maimer, so who's our Mishnah? Who's Rebbe Lezer go according to? Where it says, Hochamai Askinik, you don't show Omad Bedin, the Ischaiv Lamazonos. It's talking in a case where the Yavama said, either give me Chalitza or give me Yibum. And they went to Beis Din, and the Beis Din Paskin, that he has to do one or the other immediately, and if he doesn't, he has to start supporting her. Right, and since he has to support her, so now we say that when she made the nether, she makes it on his das, because she makes it on the das and we're supporting her. So that's why he could be made for her nedarim, not because he made maimer, not because of zika, but simply because since he's chayef to support her, a woman makes a nether al das of the person who's supporting her. Rashi. Well, Rebbe Lezer ben Pedas, the Omer Maimer, right, by, even according to Veshamai, he's not a Kenyan Gomer. Elo Lichos Mitzorah Bavad, Shimhoyu Beis Noshim, Lezeshemes. The guy who died had two wives. So both of them fall to Yibum, but you can only make Yibum in one of them. Because Bayis Echad Hu Bone, Veino Bone Shnei Batim. And once he makes Yibum on one of them, the other one's Potter. The other one now is free to marry anybody she wants. Ushteim skukos liyavim. The efshel liyavim shlishteim. The bayis echad who bona veinu bona shtei batim. As halacha, you only can make yibum on one of the wives, not two. V'ha milsa kasavri beishamai the maimer kona. That's where beishamai says maimer is kona. in what regards? Dikshosa bezu maimer docha letzora umatira leshuk. Once you made maimer in one of them, the other one can get married. She no longer is omenis liyibum. Aval adayin zu zekuka leochiv. The motzi also vale. But lamaisa, this one, the one he made maimer in, still could be affected by another brother's action of get, maimer, or whatever. So Michael a maimer. So even according to Beis Shammai, it's not a kinyan gomer. So who does Rebbe Lezer hold like? That he holds that, that even by two yevamim, it's possible that one of them now, he should be able to make for her nedarim. How's he talking? Even if he made a maimer, even according to Beis Shammai, it wouldn't make it a complete kinyan. Akati tiboyalach. My time at Amram Belazar, I feel the shnayim yother. Kikon shalom abedin. Misha also ba maimer. Once he made maimer. Shizu tovas abedin. Then the woman said, okay, either give me chalitza or give me, make ibum. She brought him to Beisdin. Mipnei shalohayim miyabna. He was delaying. He was pushing it off. Vichivu Beisdin linosila. And the Beisdin's machayev him to make ibum. Right, or to give her chalitza, and ubarach, and he ran away. Dichayiv lo mazonoseh. So the Beis Din now says that we take her support from his bank account. Uvahafor is not the rel. So now he's chayiv ben mazonoseh. Homemele, he could be made for her nedarim. Kivrat Pinchas, that a woman makes a nether al das, the person who's supporting her. So that's why Rebbe Lezer holds that the husband could be made for the nedarim. He's talking where he made maimer, and he was omed bedin. And he's chayef to be mefarnesser, and what's it called? That's when he can be made for the dorim. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference if it was one yavam, two yavam, as long as he made maimer and he was omed bedin. And Rabbi Yeshua holds no, that what's it called? That if there's one yavam and two yavam in making maimer doesn't help. Maimer is not a kinyan, and only one, and then because he holds Yezika, and Rabbi Akiva holds Ein Zika, and Meil makes no difference, one Yavim, two Yavim, there's never a relationship till the actual Yibum. Father? Because we'll see later on that she only has a din of an Arusa. So what's it called? So if she's still a Nara, I mean, it could be the same. So what's it called? She's only Nara, then has to be Shutfis with the father. But she's not a Nara, it's not, but if she's a Nara, then the father still has Rishus over her. She does not more than an Arusa, that's it.